Yesterday I met a very old man who reads every day here in Vashana the Bhagavatam, and I just told him I'm so happy here, and he looked at me and said, if you're not happy here, you will not be happy anywhere else. Nothing special. So I wanted to give a very, very long and elaborate entry in the retreat. But when I heard Bhurijan Prabhu speak, I really believed he made a very essential point, and it may be very helpful to concentrate on this point. He pointed out that when we go to a holy place, we approach a point of crossing over, a crossing point. And he said a retreat is trying to do that. It tries, a person who goes on retreat tries to cross over the limitations, the narrowness of his life, and enter into a new experience. So a holy place is doing this for many pilgrims. That's why people leave their villages, their towns, and go to holy places, because they wish to cross their material life, to leave their material life and enter into a genuine spiritual experience with the deity who lives at the holy place. Radha Krishna, here Srimati Radharani. A retreat also tries to supply this experience of crossing over. So Burijan Prabhu actually said we are on a double retreat. Just the fact that we are on a theater means that we have the chance to make the crossover, to make the move, to make the essential departure from our material life and enter into a real spiritual experience. And in fact, he promised us that miracles are waiting for us. And then a holy place does this, and it is known to many people who come here to Vashana. They tell you stories, what they experience when they go in the night on the Vashana Parikram. You wouldn't believe, like last year I heard one of these stories, that here in Vashana one person had actually died, given up the body, and then one devotee who believed very strongly in the holy name said, let's see if Radharani agrees. And then this devotee, Ramesh Baba, arranged a kirtan around this person who had died. I mean, this happened 6 years ago, not last year, but I heard this last year. And imagine, they did this kirtan for only 1 or 2 hours, and the person rose from the dead. You know, all the Indians, you can imagine, you know, a ghost. That person, it was a woman, an elderly woman, rose from the funeral pyre, you know, with all this white cloth, you know, where they put you in, and just went like, yeah, I'm so hungry, give me some chapatis. You know. And she still, apparently, at least last year, she still lived. I think she lives now. So get a life. Come to a retreat, you know, in Vasana. It's possible. But Burijan Prabhu told us what we have to do. I don't know if you listen very carefully, because Burijan Prabhu is a strong thinker who wrote for us this beautiful summary unveiling his lotus feet. Burijan Prabhu said a theater is much like a threshold. Now I know many of you are like me, not fully familiar with the English language. A threshold is that little piece between in a door, which is just separating the outside world, what is outside, what is on this side of the door, from what is inside. This threshold is where Amarananda sits. You know, it's only a little line in this case. Usually a proper German door would have such a threshold. But we are in India, where doors don't have even proper handles, according to the German standard. So the threshold can be a line like this. So you have to, before you are, when you are at a threshold, before a door, you must make the decision, will I cross the line and go inside, or will I not cross the line and stay outside? This is what Bhurijan Prabhu told us with this example. So in the retreat, you also have to make a decision. Will I stay outside in my own world, in my own uncomfortable comfort zone? Or will I make a serious attempt to cross that line which separates the world which is known to me from the world which is not yet fully known to me? You have to make the decision yourself. It's not Bhurijan Prabhu or Jagatarini Mataji, and not the Pushi Sachinandan Swami, who can make this decision. You have to make it yourself. Will you stay or will you go? Will you stay in your material life or will you go into the spiritual dimension? I must tell you a wake-up experience which taught me to go on retreats, and I will tell you what happened to me, just to give you an indication what you can expect. See, I had read the Chaitanya Charitamrita and had read all the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, and I had heard how Chaitanya Bhakti was at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did this kirtans, apparently, this electrical kirtans, if you so wish. And people who came to these kirtans were immediately transformed and brought to the highest level of the experience of bhakti, where they experienced the ashta sattvika bhavas, you know, these ecstatic symptoms. Even dogs and foxes were experiencing this. And this went on not only in the kirtans of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but the devotees of that time. I had heard about one story that there was one kirtan in one village, and the villagers disliked it because it was so loud and it went over the time, you know, it went, it was going all day. And some atheists decided to stop that kirtan by throwing a dead fox at the kirtan leader. And you know, this way they tried to stop. You know, modern times, maybe, you know, there are now kirtans in the New Age scene. The New Age kirtan leader would have taken the dead fox and decorated himself with it, you know. But at the old times, the dead body was considered highly inauspicious and highly moochy. The place had to be cleansed with cow dung and cow urine, like this. But the devotees, you know, being so much full of Chaitanya Bhaktis, continued to chant, and again something happened. The dead fox got alive. It started to dance and jump and howl in the fox raga, and continued. Kirtan continued. This is how powerful the holy name which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed was working during his own kirtans and during the kirtans of those who had been empowered by him to chant the holy name. Now, I read in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtan was not just his affair, but it spread throughout the country of India, and apparently Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made a garland of the holy names, you know, which, but it was a special garland. It didn't have a rope or a string like this, but it had love or deep attachment to Krishna, held the holy names together, and Mahaprabhu, you know, garlanded the whole world with this. So I read on and on and on. I read this, I'm a lover of literature. And whenever there is a new book, I usually have it first, even before Burija Prabhu. And I read on, and after some time I put the books down and I said, am I garlanded? Have I also gotten the garland of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which apparently he spread? That is, the holy names which are attached, which are chanted with deep attachment. And what I found out, I was not garlanded. I chanted, but without love. I did my 16 rounds. That was, I did them, but it was sometimes very strenuous. I had heard that the way our movement, which is following in the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, brings its members to the level of love of God, is mainly through chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. Srila Prabhupada once said at the beginning of the movement in America, I have not come to ask you for something very difficult. I just have one request. Chant Hare Krishna and realize your constitutional position. What this means is your spiritual body. Will you be a servant of Krishna, or will you be a maidservant of Srimati Radharani? He said, I've just come to ask you to chant and realize your original position and be happy. So I have chanted, but I had no idea what is my original position, and I was an unhappy member of a movement which attempts to create a revolution in the world. No? I noticed that. I had to be honest. And this became very, very discomforting, because Prabhupada had asked me, or had ordered me once to become a guru. I thought, me? Prabhupada, you really have too high expectations in me. And I noticed year after year, I was not feeling ecstasy. I was not feeling love of Godhead. I was not feeling attachment to chanting. And I was thinking, this must change. I'm not really in the Hare Krishna movement. I have not yet crossed the threshold. I have not yet decided to be in. I'm not in, I'm out. And this gave great discomfort to me. Great discomfort. And I decided to do something about it. That is, I went on retreats. And it was not easy. I've written down here a note. I remember when I started going to Vrindavan and spending 1 month, the month of Kartik, just chanting from morning till evening and reading a little in between the nectar of devotion. Oops! It was very hard for me because I'm a comfort lover. Like, I mean, bed is good, and if there's regular food, it's good. And sunburns are not so good, and diarrhea is to be avoided. You know, normal comfort lover. And I had to look for lonely places because I'm noise allergic until I make the noise. Then I love it. singing and banging carters and all that. But otherwise, it's difficult. So I remember... One time I looked for really lonely places in Suryakund and everywhere all over Braj. And I remember I had just taken a shower from one bucket. I only had one bucket of water. Half of it was finished and I was full of soap. And I remember power cut. Then I went to my bag, got my torchlight, but the torchlight had drowned the day before while I was taking a bath in the channel which connects Suryakund to Radhakund. It had drowned and I'd taken it out and it was not working. So I went to my candle. You know, I got the match out, soaped, comfort loving Westerner, put the light on, or tried to put the light on the candle, but it was also not working. And I remember it was this small only because mice had eaten my candle. So finally, I sat down and soaped, no time for japa. I was waiting for the sun to rise, and after 1 hour, I just broke down in tears and said, I came here to learn to chant and learn to love, but here I'm sitting miserably cold, soaped. And the sun is not coming. Another instance I want to tell you is I don't want to waste your evening with horror stories, but let me tell you one really good one. I was sitting in Malharikund. And I'm a very little too sensitive, maybe. And I was chanting, and all of a sudden I saw her. Everyone had warned me, don't go to places in Braj where you don't know who lives there. And this time I saw her. She was furious because she lived where I was. It was a cobra. And I knew, I mean, if I run, she's much faster. If I stay, that's also not good. So let me call out, Radhe, Radhe. I learned to do that. And then some of these miracles with Bhurijan Prabhu talked about happened. One mungo, do you know what is a mungo? the deadly enemy. How do we say? Mongoose, yes. One mongoose. In German we say Mongo. Mongoose came and just went like to Mrs. and just started to do his mongoose thing, you know. And she did her thing. And finally she left. And the mongoose looked at me. How was that? Many such things. You may laugh, but my dear devotees, when you sit down to seriously chant, you will all go through similar experiences. You will go most probably through even more intense experiences, because what comes up may not be a cobra or a mongoose or a mice or soap or no sun. Your stuff comes up. That's an American slang word. It means in philosophical terminology, sanskaras, old impressions. Your attachments come up. Your thoughts come up. And as this happens, you will have to make the decision to cross over the line. You will have to make the decision. I sincerely don't want these sexual fantasies, attachments, no taste. I want Krishna. I'm here. I want Krishna. You have to be maybe a little bit intense in your life. See, the problem of us Westerners is we are never there. We do something, but our mind is thinking a million other things. We are in the kirtan, but we think, oh, who else is here? I don't want to give you many examples. You know very much what I think. And it is Bhujang Prabhu told us, it's aparadas which keep us away, offenses which keep us from the nectar. Do you know what is the main offense? It's that, not being there. Or to put it in Sanskrit terminology, pramada, madness. Or to put it in moderated philosophical language, inattention while chanting the holy name. Cross over that line of inattention. Bring your mind back. Practice the practice. Pray to Srimati Radharani for help, and it will be given. The cobras are inside. The mice who steal away what you need are inside. They will come up. They will come up and defend the inner monster. The inner monster, the big thing, is the ego, who sits on the throne like Sauron. Sau in German means pig. That ego which sits on the throne of the heart, where Radha and Krishna and pure love should sit, that is sitting there. And as you chant, the ego gets the idea. Okay, he wants me to go. He wants to stop his material life, and he wants to experience love, and he wants to become a devotee. My God, who does he think he is? or she is. I'm with this person since many, many lifetimes. I'm not surrendering. Cross that line. When the ego says, enough of this. Go beyond it. Ask for help if you feel weak on your own. It will be granted here. The helping hand of Radha are just waiting for you to pull you over to the other side. When you sit down to chant, what you really do, my dear devotees, is you sit down in your relationship with Krishna. You're now serious. And whatever is your experience with the most merciful form of Krishna is your experience with Krishna. Whatever is your experience with the holy name is your experience with Krishna. You can chant with attachment and love. You have love and attachment for Krishna. If you chant with boredom, you are bored by Krishna consciousness. Here in this retreat, we want to make an open heart surgery in our lives. A good heart needs four working chambers. Shambhika Rishi is our doctor, medical, I mean that everyone knows, I don't need to turn. In one chamber of the heart should be the spiritual master who can help you. Second chamber, Goni Thai. Third heart chamber, Radha Krishna. And fourth heart chamber, holy name, which will give make all these other personalities appear. When you can chant the holy name, Guru will be with you. Goni Thai will be with you. Radha and Krishna will be with you. When you can't chant the holy name, but you try, these personalities will come to your help if you sincerely try. But if you chant Hare Krishna and you don't try, Guru will turn his back to you, Goni Thai will turn their backs to you, and Radha and Krishna will turn their backs to you. It's that simple. You only need to try. And you will get divine help, especially at a theatre, at a holy place. But you need to make the decision. Will you be in or out? To be in means to sincerely try, which is the stage of Namabhasa chanting, from which the Shuddha Nam can appear. Namabhasa means to make a sincere attempt to avoid the offense, and I have given the root offense, that inattention against the holy name, and we will sincerely try on this one, only on this one, and you will see how divine help comes to your aid and pulls you over to the other side. I have gone to many japa retreats myself. It took something like 15 years. And then I felt confident to offer japa retreats. We called them the Complete Art of Spiritual Transformation and started in Switzerland and went made other retreats, and I learned that many more qualified devotees give japa retreats all over the world, and we wish to sincerely welcome you to this. This will be very easy. You have picked a very easy location because of the divine help, which is so easily accessible. Whenever you experience difficulties, just ask yourself the question, do I want to go over this threshold? Do I want to cross? Do I wish to go beyond or not? And I think the fact that you are have come from far away places to Vrindavan Dham and you have found your way to Vashana means already that you have made the decision already. The decision is there. Just reconnect to this decision. And I can really promise you, at the end of the retreat, you will have a new understanding of your relationship to Krishna and your life. It's a guarantee. It always works for those who have made the decision to cross the threshold or the line or this. I wish to thank you very much that you give me the faith, or let us say the good, the kindness to listen. I want to thank Burijan Prabhu, who is an excellent presenter of deep points. Please listen very carefully to what will come. He has also published a wonderful book. It's simply called Japa. It's a treasure mine. It will hopefully arrive if the Indian factor allows it. And please, I request you to give your attendance also to the programs. They are all have a special purpose why they are there. Try to participate fully, and yes, if there's anything Burijan Prabhu and myself can help you with, you know, maybe tips or advices, there are a million things which can help us when we are chewing sand, you know, meets dry chanting, and sleep enough. This is my tip. Try to say something better than silence. In other words, try to speak spiritual. This helps very much, that the vibrations which you make, sound vibrations, are spiritual and don't always disconnect you. Avoid quarrel like anything, or becoming angry, especially with Dhamvasis, people, you know, the residents, the Brijvasis. Many, many little tips, but I will leave it with this. And yeah, we are now together on a journey. Let's go through this together. It will be very ecstatic. I promise this to you. Already tomorrow, we go right into Braj, you know. But don't worry, we have no snake. There will be someone who takes care of the snake. I mean, there are no snakes where we go, you know. But you will see some other things coming out, something which is inside. Don't be afraid. Just pray for help when it comes, and we will go tomorrow to a place. It is said it's Lalita's place. Whenever Lalita sees anyone sincerely trying to serve Srimati Radharani, she will connect that person with Radha. That's in the Lalita Ashtakam, this prayer. So she will make an arrangement. Tomorrow we will go to Ucha Gaon, and you know, you will when you come back already tomorrow, you will look different. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimati Radharani ki, Shishi Radha Govinda ki, Shishi Radha Gopinath ki, Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.